What do you think after you get a chance to see it and mess around with it a little bit, Robert?
I think it's pretty cool. I think it's probably one of the deepest websites there is, and for a geek like me who follows performance, it's like a candy store.
What do you see on there that you didn't have access to before, or that you was hard for you to find or piece together before?
Well, there's both more or less, more and less than what we had. There's not as much detail, though you can click and get deeper and deeper into stuff if you're really interested. So every agency's performance report is there. Some of the visualization tools are really pretty cool. There's a depiction of excess real estate across the country, for instance. And, you know, over time, that ought to, the visualization ought to get smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's pretty cool.
You and I talked about something along these lines when you were still at OMB, about just the idea of having a site, and it wasn't fleshed out to the degree that this actually exists now. But you had that vision in your head. How does this fit with your vision from when you were at OMB?
So we launched expectmore.gov. Mm-hmm. Which had an assessment of every single program. It had the details of how we assess the programs, all the measures, all the data. I think OMB or the White House has come to the conclusion that that kind of detail is not that useful. And so they've tried to make this a lot more accessible. As you mentioned, I've tried this, so I know how difficult it is.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a balance. But here I think they've done something. They've taken a great crack at putting a lot of stuff on in a way that's visually interesting, but also relevant. So I think that answers your question.
The accessibility piece is critical, too, because you could have all the data in the world, and you can spend all the time in the world scrubbing it and making sure that it's clean so that when somebody uses it, it's 100% reliable. And if it's not presented in a way that is accessible to people, nobody will use it, and you've wasted your time, right?
That's exactly right. What I found is that very few people really take the time to access this. But if you want to know about procurement policy or personnel policy, if you want to know about what the Department of Agriculture or Justice are doing, if you want to know what customer service looks like, this site can take you there. It may be hard to find it initially, but it'll have some data on that. It's uneven right now. So on the personnel side, you got a lot of data. On customer service, not much at all. But I suspect that over time, if people use it and there's demand, it'll get better and better.
Now, the unevenness leads me to the dialogue that goes on whenever something like this happens. And it's not just websites. It can be any kind of rollout. And the issue is, do we wait until we have everything that people will want? That's one school of thought, is don't put it out there until you can serve up everything everybody wants. And the other school of thought is put out what you have and build it and set expectations for people so that they understand when this goes live, this isn't going to have everything, but we're going to try to get it up to speed. Which school of thought do you think you fall more into, and how does that compare with what you're seeing?
I'm of the latter school. I say get it out there and work to improve it over time. I think OMB took too long to get this out there, but in exchange for that, we got a really deep source of information. You can click on acquisition, and from there you can get data on any number of metrics. And from there you can go to how each individual agency is doing against those metrics. This is going to be really, really hard to maintain. But hopefully they'll make the investment to keep it up to date and strive to make it more and more useful to people.
When Jason Miller was here with the nuts and bolts of this at the beginning of the program, we talked about that issue, and the money for this was supposed to come out of the eGov fund, which was cut during the budget negotiations back in the spring. How do you stretch those dollars, and how do you decide which of the various eGov programs is most worthy of being funded, because all of these dashboards and all of these other projects all come out of that same pot of money?
I think it's hogwash that there's going to be scarcity of resources devoted to websites because it's such a small investment compared to the overall budget. And just because it's not in the eGov fund doesn't mean they'll be able to find people to invest in this somewhere. But you do have to make priorities. You know, the White House has another initiative focused on just that, reducing duplicative or unnecessary websites. Didn't some poor National Park Service fiddler group get singled out for that purpose? You know, you just got to make a call. Now, what this does is centralizes a lot of this stuff. So this could be the single go-to site for this kind of information.
Now, you said you thought it took too long for this to come out, but in exchange for it, you got more functionality than maybe you would have. Is that a transaction that you think was worth it?
I don't think so. I think they could have, you know, like I say, I'm in the school that you get it out there and improve it over time. So, you know, we're 18 months left in the administration in this first this term, and we let a lot of time go by. So I think we could have put this out there sooner.
When,
not that big a deal. I mean, you know, there are 12 of us really waiting for this to go live.
The performance community is bigger than that. Don't sell yourself short.
That's true.
You just don't give yourself nearly enough credit. As you look at this and think about what your vision of it was when you were in and now working with agencies all across government on performance, what do you think a really robust performance.gov looks like 18 months out, 2 years out, 5 years out, whatever?
I think it shows trends in performance of like programs and really isolates those that are working the best, and shows an investment moving away from ineffective programs to more effective programs. And that's a really hard story to tell, but it's one that is organized along functions or the overall outcomes of government.